Kaiser, Alden Lewis, Alden Siever, and Stafford here. There's nobody on Zoom, right?
There is one person
on Zoom.
Oh, is there?
And I just unmuted it, so you may be able to just restate the citizen comments in case they had one.
Alright, any citizen's comments? Okay, moving along. Minutes for correction approval of January 7, 2025. Everybody good? Alright. EDC 2025 11 building permits reports for December.
Alright, in December we had 8 single family detached homes and 7 commercial permits. A total of 47 permits were issued in December. A little slower than normal, but we're seeing an uptick now, so hopefully that continues on to the new year.
All right, EDC 2025-12 building inspection reports for December 2024.
All right, in December we did 360 inspections, which was conveniently light because, you know, everyone takes time off in the holidays, so it worked out.
EDC 2025-13 property maintenance reports for December 2024.
All right. In December, we only heard one case, and that was tampering with city water supply, and that was found liable for $150. It was just someone drawing water off fire hydrant. Caught him and wrote him a citation, and he got handled.
There you go. EDC 2025-14 economic development report for January.
Okay. We have a report in the packet. One thing I'll update is that the steel for the Banquet Hall Hotel has been delivered, so looks like we're going to get started as soon as it gets a little warmer.
Cool. All right. EDC 2025-15, our annual foreclosure report.
So we saw a slight increase in foreclosures from calendar year 2023, which had 31. This calendar year, or the past calendar year, we had 54. Majority of those happening in Ward 1. The type of breakdown for the types of units that were foreclosed upon, mostly were single family, but we did have some townhomes. And the increases per subdivision, Bristol Bay saw an increase from 3 foreclosures in 2023 to 6 in 2024. Fox Hill saw an increase in 3, from 3 to 5. Raintree saw an increase from 2 to 5. And then the other parts of town, we saw an increase from 5 to 9. Generally, Kendall County has been deemed one of the most at-risk counties for foreclosures per a report from Realty Track. Overall, Illinois has a one in every, about 3,400 homes is in foreclosure. Nationally, from the previous year, though, we decreased in foreclosure reports about 11%. So we do see the trend kind of happening with a little bit of an increase. We've seen an increase from 2022, which we saw 42, which was high in that last 5-year period, and then now we're at 54. So that is the trend, and we'll keep watching.
I'm always expecting that higher. EDC 2025-16 resolution approving an intergovernment agreement for reciprocal building inspection services between the United City of Brooklyn and Kendall County.
This is our 12th year with this reciprocal agreement. Staff feels the arrangement is working well. We have no changes to the agreement. It is set to expire on February 13th of this year, so we will renew it for another year and continue to do inspections.
Any questions? All right, we can put that on the sound. EDC 2025-17, Daniels, Alaska Yorkville Family LLP Lofts Rezoning.
So this is a request from Drew Daniels on behalf of the Daniels Malinsky Yorkville Family LLP. The request is to reclassify a rezoned property, which consists of 2 parcels, 53 acres. That includes all of parcel memo 02184006 and portions of 2 other parcels. So the requests initially included the Loftus home, that's why it's called Loftus. It's about an 8-acre parcel that they are carving out to not include in rezoning. So this area was annexed and zoned as A1 as part of the New Leaf Solar Energy Project. So New Leaf would be on the north side of the railroad tracks. This is covering the south side of the railroad tracks. They are with the rezoning from ag to manufacturing, they would be surrounding the Loftus Homestead with manufacturing for a future data center. And they reached out to Mr. Loftus, and according to the petitioner, there had previous discussions, and that they indicated that there may be some willingness to sell the 8-acre homestead in the future when the data center does come online. So in the meantime, they would like to stay, ag, and continue to live on that property. Bulk regulations are intended for the future data center project, so we don't have any information on any of the height, density, setbacks, but we are recommending a buffer or a transition setback, which the petitioner will be required to provide a minimum of 100-foot landscape buffer along the eastern boundary of the property that's going to be rezoned. We also are putting a condition of the rezoning that they do have to come back to City Council for approval of any land plan, whether it's outright permitted in the district or not, for City Council review, and the petitioner has agreed to both of those requirements. Additionally, because the 8 acres that will be carved out for the Loftus property will require a final plat or splitting of the lot, they will, upon approval, submit a plat carving out those 8 acres. Staff has administrative authority to approve that without having to come to City Council. So those are comments in regards to the project, and the comprehensive plan, if approved, will have to be updated because it sees this particular area as a potential metro station, which we know the metro station was recommended for a different site, as well as ag. So staff would be the initiating petitioner for that amendment. And then finally, while the project is not adjacent to the Kylands Ridge subdivision, they are located about 400 feet away, so we encourage the developer to reach out to Kylands Ridge HOA to inform them of the project and answer any questions if they have them.
The 100-foot, so that is landscape buffer east side, that's what you're looking to have imposed on it now.
Correct.
Obviously, this has been a point of contention for the residents. We've had our neighborhood meeting with the property to the south for Kalanka Hammond. The setback was the primary issue for all of that. Obviously, this piece is further away from any existing residential, excluding the Loftus. Now, the piece to the east is Whispering Meadows 3. That is entitled under concept, correct? There was no preliminary. It's just entitled.
So there was a final plat that was approved, but it has lapsed.
It's lapsed. It's no
problem. Okay. So they would have to come back.
They have to come back, but it does have actual entitlements on that one. That's my concern, is the interface between the two. 100-foot
exactly.
Is not, to me, 100-foot is not sufficient. I was actually doing some digging and found the Meta site out in DeKalb. They did a 400-foot buffer, which is actually what I had proposed and recommended. So when you go and you look at their plans and you go to their annexation agreement, they have around along Route 23 a 400-foot setback. The others are smaller, 100-foot or 50-foot, depending on the roads. That's the only road that had existing residential on it.
Is it 400 feet from building to roadway?
It's 400 feet from the right-of-way to a building.
Okay.
Accessory uses are permitted.
Okay, so driveway, fencing.
Driveway, fencing, accessory buildings.
Yes.
Those were permitted within that.
Oh.
And that's kind of my proposal, was the primary building or the utilities that go with it, the generators, the backups that they have, that's all what I consider primary because it's necessary for it. That should be within or outside of the 400.
Correct. So this buffer that's actually
that's the 100-foot.
Completely open space.
And that's what.
Yeah. So they would have to have 100 feet between fence line and property. I don't see 400 feet from building to
the property
line being incongruent with what we're proposing.
Yeah.
You know, and context is going to matter. You know, if they add a bunch of really tall trees, maybe you're good with 350 or 300. Maybe if the building is shorter in an area, if they put the entrance in a certain way. So that's why we were comfortable with the 100-foot, just saying, like, there's got to be 100 feet of trees, basically, between a house and wherever you start the development.
And I know we'll get another look at the plan. I'd like to see the plat that had been approved for Whispering Meadows to see kind of how that fell, where the stormwater. Obviously, everything kind of falls to the southwest on this site for Whispering Meadows. So it'd be interesting to see how that relationship fits together. If the data centers would be possibly pushed a little further away, that'd be great from any potential residential. I'm going to have this issue as we go up and down this corridor. Anywhere we have a residential to that, I think, I'm hoping this is the last one that we have an actual interface, but I think we might have one more project that. This would be an issue. That's really all I had, is just making sure of that. It's good to know that the Loftus residency is a potential to come back in. I was hoping it was truly in there because of the
initially.
Yeah.
So, I can understand the chances.
Right. You don't do it until you need to. They've got it on the table, so they can sell later, possibly. But this piece helps with our road alignment issues for the region.
There we go. So, unit 3 is.
This one around the room.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
West is right. Separation between the existing plans, so
yeah, that's great. Cool.
And then what you're proposing
would be another 100 feet on the other side.
The other side of this.
Correct.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Correct.
And there's a little notch there, but 100 feet from the green place here.
That's probably another 200 or 300 feet, is my guess.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you're looking at 200 to 300 feet because that little notch is actually.
Those lots are probably 180, 150.
Well. This
well,
from
that,
here
that
to here,
notch
that's 150.
Okay.
So,
here,
that's 500 feet.
Yeah, okay.
At the closest point,
so
350. That works. That gives me comfort for anything coming down the pipeline for this piece of property.
Any other questions?
So, this will go to planning zone new
launch. Old business, any additional business? That's it, man. We're out of here. Meeting adjourned.